USDA's Ag Statistics Service is reporting this week that the peanut crop across the nation is at 4% poor, 18% fair, 59% good, and 18% excellent. Last year on this date, it was 14% excellent. But Georgia's showing conditions of 5% of their peanut crop poor, 18% fair, 53% good, and 24% excellent. Soil moisture in the state, 13% very short, 43% short, 42% adequate, and only 2% surplus. Officials said the crops are showing drought stress. Rainfall is needed all across. The last 3 weeks of high temperature, high humidity, and a very few showers is taking its toll on peanuts and cotton. Growers are beginning to run irrigation systems after getting by earlier in the season. The farmers are trying to stay on their fungicide schedule, and hopefully that they'll be getting some rain during this latter part of the week when Hurricane Harvey moves across. Alabama says their crop is 13% poor, 19% fair, 68% good, and 1% excellent. Soil moisture in the state is 1% very short, 22% short, 67% adequate in Alabama, and 10% surplus. They said isolated, widely scattered showers left most of the wiregrass area on the dry side. Fungicide applications continue on peanuts and some spraying for foliar feeders. The infestation of white flies is really hurting cotton. In Florida, they reported 1% very poor in conditions, 5% poor, 18% fair, 55% good, and 21% excellence. They have started harvesting peanuts. They're at 1% compared to 4% last year and 3% on a five-year average. Fresh peanuts are being shipped out of there quickly to the shelling plants, and scattered showers across the panhandle has left most of the area dry. Most of the rains are in the southern part of the state. But overall, crop's still looking good. Just need a rain to get us to the finish line. Buying points now are gearing up to grade this crop, and that'll be happening in the next 2 weeks. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.